Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, Nick, you've got to be excited.
Well, I think tonight is a tremendous victory for Eric Bowen in this special election. We are proud to stand with him. You know, he's a true independent, and that's what we were looking for at the outset. We wanted to send an independent voice in the same spirit as Mickey Kearns and someone that could stand up to Andrew Cuomo in the New York State Assembly. And that's, I think, exactly what we have here. The voters have spoken. They've spoken loud and clear. I think it's a nice mandate going in to win, you know, with a clear, you know, majority. I mean, the results look to be about 53-47 right now with some more votes to count. But we feel very strongly that Eric's going to hit the ground running and do a tremendous job for us, you know, in Albany here for the last few months of the session.
What does this mean for November? Obviously, we do this all over again.
Well, the petitions hit the street in June. So, you know, candidates have to decide what they're going to do and you know, how they're going to, you know, go with their candidates. Eric Bowen will be the nominee of the Republican Party again. I don't presume that I'm stepping out of line by saying I expect the Conservative Party would stick with him also as we go forward. And we're proud of him. And we stood with him because we felt he could be the independent voice to stand up to Andrew Cuomo that we need here in Western New York, just like Mickey Kearns did.
How important is it that he had to win tonight, that he's on, you know, in the assembly now versus running all over again, you know, from the ground?
Obviously, incumbency is very important. I wish a special election was held months ago because this district was left without a voice during the important budget process. Now it has a voice. There's a lot of legislative matters that are coming forward that we need to go look at. And Eric Bowen is going to have to hit the ground running and tackle those issues and take that independent streak of leadership that he's shown throughout his private career. And he will take that to Albany and fight for the taxpayers of Western New York, just like we, you know, he said he would. He campaigned on.
Would you have wished that a teacher had some vote in the budget?
Well, I wish that rank and file teachers had more of a say on how the teachers union spends their money, because I think they did a disservice to their rank and file membership, because Eric Bowen is a celebrated teacher. He's someone that's got a tremendous career, and he has was besmirched by his union today, and it was unfortunate the money that was spent to try to knock him down when he's done nothing but be a tremendous educator of children throughout Western New York.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.